Beatrice Abe, a lawmaker representing Magwe County in the National Legislative Assembly, says Eastern Equatoria State Governor Luis Lobong invited all the national legislators to Torit last week to discuss the issues facing the state. She says before the meeting, officials from all the relevant ministries in the state and the county commissioners briefed the lawmakers. Abe says, among other issues, they discussed insecurity caused by the Tiger Division of the South Sudan People's Defense Forces.
The resolution was the people of Magwe County don't want Tiger deployed in their area. Instead, they should be removed and taken away from Magwe County, and they should be replaced by the state police. The security there should be guarded by the state police, because how they treat people, what they do to people, most of the disappearances are caused by them, mistreatment of people, robbing of people's properties along the highway. So they say they don't want them in specifically Magwe County.
Governor Lobong says he called the meeting with the national lawmakers to acquaint them with the state's political leaders, as some of them are new and from different counties. He also wanted to brief the MPs on the general situation on the state and to share the strategic plan so they can lobby for funding for different projects. Lobong says during the two-day meeting, he received complaints about the SSPDF forces who are deployed mainly in Magwe County. He says the activities of the SSPDF soldiers in the area discouraged refugees from returning home.
According to them, those forces, we need to deploy the organized forces, the local organized force at the state level, the police, prisons and wildlife, to create a conducive environment for the local people to be able to return. And that is particularly Magwe area. And but it's specifically Madi corridor, because, you know, these people ran to our neighboring countries in the refugee camps, and there was a fear of them coming back because they said the area had been occupied by the army.
Lobong says, to the best of his knowledge, some refugees have been returning home, but that aid agencies and charitable groups have yet to respond to provide the returnees with basic needs, including food and shelter. But he says the state government and some aid agencies are working on plans to renovate schools, health facilities and water centers so the refugees can feel at home when they return. Lobong says he needs to consult with the national government on the concerns over the SSPDF forces.
The issues that the state cannot do it without the support of the national government. And these are issues that we will recommend. I will also take forward to the national government. We also have challenges at the state. So we have enough organized forces at the state level to deploy in all the areas. And so this is where we need the collaboration and an approval or an assistance from the national government, including deploying the national forces which are there. It is not a prerogative of the state government.
Lobong assures the people of Eastern Equatoria State that the MPs and state leaders are determined to ensure a peaceful coexistence among the communities and to stop the frequent cattle rustling and killings. For VOA News, I am Winnie Sereno in Juba.